This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. This is one of the hottest video games on the market now. Get this, no weapons, no drug deals, no crazy car chases. The goal is simply to rock out. This is a game called Guitar Hero. The newest version of it is dedicated to music of the 80s. Where could we find someone to tell us all about this? How about my in-studio companion today, Alex Cohen?
Yes, it's true. I'm a bit addicted to the game, which is how I wound up at the Sacred Fools Theater in L.A. on a Saturday night for a Guitar Hero competition. You see, there's a very social aspect to Guitar Hero. People like to play it in front of each other. It's almost like competitive karaoke.
Coming up, Martinez and Sanchez up here up front.
At this tournament, two contestants are summoned to the stage where they flip a coin. The winner, Martinez, gets to pick which song they'll play. He chooses a Rage Against the Machine tune, and the two face off in a heated Guitar Hero battle. Here's how the game works. Each player has a plastic controller that looks a lot like an electric guitar, minus the strings. On the screen, colored dots float along an animated fretboard. The goal is for players to hit the matching colored buttons on their faux guitars in time to the music. Headbanging, hopping around, and Pete Townsend windmills don't earn points, but as contestant Ella Sanchez discovers, such moves go over big. At the end of the song, the winner is determined by who has hit more notes correctly. And in this case, it's Sanchez. I caught up with him backstage and asked him how often he plays Guitar Hero.
Mostly every day, even when I'm not finished with my homework.
Yeah, Ella Sanchez is 10 years old, and he managed to beat out a bunch of players three times his age.
Which songs do you like the best?
Sweet Child of Mine, Rock This Town, and Texas Flood.
Did you know most of these songs? Have you ever heard any of them before you started playing the game?
Well, not most of them.
Do you think you want to be a rock star when you grow up?
Totally.
Charles Huang is one of the founders of Red Octane, the company that created the first edition of Guitar Hero 2 years ago.
People think of it as a guitar game, but what it is it's really about this fantasy of being a rock star.
For example, the game starts with users picking their Guitar Hero persona, characters with names like Lars Umlaut or Axel Steele.
There's female characters, there's punk rockers, there's like your classic, denim jacket, heavy sort of metal guys.
When you play the game, the screen shows a crowd of animated fans rocking in time to the notes you play. If your timing's off, the notes sound sour, and eventually, you'll get booed off the stage. But if you play enough notes correctly, you can then tilt your guitar in the air and unleash something called star power.
Sort of amplifies everything that goes on stage. So the music gets louder, the crowd starts cheering, your avatar on screen starts doing, jumps and spins and starts performing.
Play well enough at the virtual version of Stonehenge and the crowd will beg for an encore. And not just any encore. Not long after the first Guitar Hero came out in 2005, it quickly became a cult hit. Case in point, just search the words Guitar Hero on YouTube and you'll find nearly 60,000 videos, like the one with the 5-year-old kid who now, thanks to the game, plays and sings along to Megadeth. To the guys known as the Guitar Zeros who hacked into the game controllers and turned them into actual instruments.
I've used a binary system of representing pitches in a particular scale or key. We have the lowest note, a lot like a real guitar.
But are real guitars anything like the game? Not necessarily.
Someone can't find the yellow button.
That's from a video shot by a friend of guitarist Scott Ian of the heavy metal band Anthrax. The two were at a Best Buy where Ian failed miserably at the Guitar Hero version of an Anthrax song.
Suck it. Look, I'm getting yelled at. That dude's totally yelling at me.
Ian only managed to get a third of the notes right on a song he wrote.
It was completely alien to me because it really, you know, it has nothing to do with actual guitar playing.
Ian says Guitar Hero is more a game of percussion than anything resembling a true test of guitar skills. But he adds that's just fine considering, after all, Guitar Hero is a video game.
These things have to be difficult, and it takes you a long time to be able to get all the way through to the end. Otherwise, that to me would mean it's a pretty lame game.
Ian says after playing his song on Guitar Hero about a dozen times, he finally began to get the hang of it. Guitar Hero 3, which will feature another Anthrax tune, comes out in October.